Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There are more details emerging on the murders in Boulder, Colorado. 10 people murdered, including an officer. An officer with 7 children. Joe Biden has come out with, I think, a very strong proposal for an assault weapon ban and full background checks. Those background checks would be everywhere. You're not going to have gun shows in parking lots at midnight and in rural fields where people show up, sell guns, sell assault weapons, and then sneak off into the night. We're not going to have that anymore. You have got to have a background check if you sell a gun. It's pretty reasonable. It doesn't stop you from selling the gun. But if somebody has a felony conviction, is mentally ill, that there's something that should cause alarm, they're not going to be able to buy the weapon. My own personal opinion is you should put people on the no-fly list on that group that don't get weapons. If they can't be trusted on an airplane, why can they be trusted with an assault weapon? It's crazy. Absolutely stupid. Very stupid. Okay, what has the reaction been? What has the reaction been? On the Republican side, they yawn. They say, our thoughts and prayers are with the people who were killed, but this is not the time to make adjustments to our gun laws. Well, let me tell you something. If this isn't the time, what was the time? How about Sandy Hook? First graders mowed down. How about Parkman High School? Students killed. What is the time? What is the time? And what's an assault weapon? Okay, let's talk about that. Machine guns and submachine guns were outlawed in the 1930s with the support of the NRA, which had just been incorporated. The NRA supported banning assault weapons under Clinton's first term in the early 90s. They did. Now they've gotten right-wing and corrupt. Their leadership has been using money from the contributions of their members for lavish personal expenditures. But what should we do now? As long as you have Ted Cruz in there and you have these Republicans in there, they are not going to permit anything to happen. And some of them have gotten to Joe Manchin. I like Joe Manchin a lot. He is the only guy who could possibly hold a West Virginia Democrat, a West Virginia Senate seat, the only guy. But he gives a vote as he can. You know, he voted to convict twice. He voted to convict Donald Trump. He voted for the COVID relief package. He's done very good things. But on guns, he's afraid Republicans will jam it to him. He's not going to give us the vote. He tap dances around. He says, well, we'll see. Maybe we'll see. We'll see. We're going to the lines. Mark of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Hi, I'd like to talk about the Fair Packaging and Labeling Act, which is simple legislation and ought to have bipartisan support. It doesn't require any new regulation. It doesn't have any deadline dates. It doesn't require any taxpayers' money to be spent. And you would think that, you know, congressmen and senators from both parties would be all over this legislation right now. It's illegal in the United States of America to call a 2-liter bottle of soda pop a 2-liter bottle of soda pop. It's against the law. It has to be designated in ounces. And there's really no reason for that, because there's nothing wrong with calling something a 2-liter bottle. And the other thing is, it would really help our educational system, because a lot of times children, the first time they see the metric system is when they get to high school chemistry class or biology class, and they see all these new strange units and they get turned off to science, basically, because they have to deal with something new. But if metric only labeling were more common in society, where you had 500 grams of soda pop or 500 grams of soap and 400 milliliters of shaving cream or something, you know, I mean, this would really help our educational system and put us more in line. You know, literally, Myanmar and Liberia now have agreed to go metric. So on that basis, the United States of America is literally the only country left on the face of the planet Earth that still uses this cumbersome inch-pound nonsense. I've been writing congressmen and senators about this for over 50 years now, and it's just so frustrating. So hopefully somebody's listening that'll take this up, so I appreciate the time.
Yeah. No, Mark, thanks. That's an interesting thing. Let me just jump into that very briefly. You know, we use the old English system, a foot, a yard instead of a meter. We use ounces, you know, that kind of thing. And we don't use things like grams, and we don't use things like liters. My proposal would be two things, Mark, and I think you can pass this on to people. One is do this as much as you can by executive order and administrative reg through the Federal Trade Commission, put in Democratic commissioners, and require people for a test period to post both. So in other words, you'd put 12 ounces and then so many milliliters, so people start to see familiarly what the what basically the comparison is, and then very gradually over time, because you know the whole idea of the metric system is really kind of base 10 accounting, I should say base 10 notation, base 10. You know, used to in arithmetic, in the back thousands of years ago, people had base 2, they had base 20. They had Roman numerals, but base 10 it's the easiest and it's the dominant way to count around the world. So how do you implement it? You are not going to get stuff like that by Ted Cruz. You're going to get these sort of petty, petty people who dragged the United States down. You're not going to get it by Moscow Mitch. You're not going to get it until the Senate changes. You're not getting it. However, increasingly, we have an executive presidency that's more powerful. Have Biden do it, have the FTC put it in. And even if there's some law that says that it has to be ratified or it takes effect if it hasn't been overturned and that kind of thing, just do it. Just do it. Get people used to it. Get large corporations voluntarily, perhaps, to post ounces and milliliters at the same time, pounds and grams. At the same time. So you pick it up and go, hey, wait a minute. This is a 12-ounce can of soda, but here's what it is metrically. I like that a lot because you're right. If people go into math at all, they go into physics, they go into any science, they go into chemistry, anything, they are going to have to master this. You know, you have the 100-meter dash, not the 100-yard dash, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, you can do some things for Auld Lang Syne, old time's sake, but I think we should get modernized. I think it's a great idea. Yeah, great idea. And then getting back to the guns is as simple as possible. Until Republicans are held accountable at the polls, there continue to be mass murders. And they have blood on their hands and continuing to oppose background checks and ban on assault rifles. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Leaping and halting on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow.